Dumbledore, and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling. By the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore, though thy crest be shorn and shaven thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly grim, an ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, much I marveled this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing a bird above his chamber door. Bird or beast upon the sculptured bust above his chamber door, with such name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on that placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird says,
nevermore, nevermore.
Startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it utters is only stock and store, caught from some unhappy master, whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore, of never, never more. But the raven, still beguiling all my sad soul into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, gaunt, ungainly, ghastly, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er, she shall press. Ah, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfume from an unseen censer swung by a seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee by these angels he hath sent thee respite, respite in the pent of thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh, quaff this kind of pent and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven, prophets, said I, name of evil prophets, still a bird or devil, whether tempter sent or tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, and this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quoth the raven,
nevermore!
Prophets are I, thing of evil. Prophets still live, bird or devil. By the heaven that bends above us, by this God we both adore, till the soul with sorrow lean, if within the distant aid it shall clasp a sainted maiden, whom the angels name of all, clasp a rare and radiant maiden. But nameless here forevermore. Quoth the raven. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting. Get thee back into the tempest in the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black bloom as a token of this lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, and quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door. Quoth that blackbird, sitting up there over my door. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore, nevermore, nevermore.
Last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume.
Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hands reached out to comfort me. Last night.
Yeah.
'cause he can brighten up your lonely, lonely day.
Thank you. Don't look over your shoulder. Things will appear you should never see. Ethereal spirit from ages older. The poltergeist, the poltergeist, the poltergeist. The floor is moving upside down, and the heat is growing colder. Your eyes will suddenly disappear as something whispers in your ear. The poltergeist, the poltergeist, the poltergeist, the poltergeist, the poltergeist, the poltergeist.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I can't stand it. Running round. Yeah, I'll take my hat off for this one.
Was always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon is right down by that dockwood path, you can hear three young men screaming. You can hear one old man laugh.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna scream and scream again.
I'm gonna scream and scream and scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream and scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream and scream again. When I finish screaming, I'm gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream with my baby. I'm gonna scream through the night. I'm gonna scream with my honey. When I squeeze her tight, I'm gonna scream and scream and scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream and scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream and scream again. When I finish screaming, I'm gonna scream again. Daytime, gonna scream right through the night. Gonna scream with my baby. When I hold her tight, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I feel scream, gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I feel scream, I'm gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. Scream again, when I finish scream, I'm gonna scream again.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.